Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to Entrepreneur Magazine's home-based business show with your hosts, Paul and Sarah Edwards.
In the increasingly frenetic pace of our lives and the challenges of juggling the many hats of being our own boss, perhaps we could all use a mental tune-up to make sure that we're up to handling all the many things that each new day brings our way.
To give us some tips on doing that is Ron Hale Evans, who is a writer, a technical writer, a game designer, and who attributes thinking a lot about thinking to write a new book, which is called Mind Performance Hacks. Welcome, Ron.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Sarah.
Tell us a little bit about this idea of mental tune-ups here. What's going on? Why do we need this kind of thing?
Well, there's just an incredible amount of information flooding at us all the time. Compared to our ancestors who were basically hunters and gatherers and had, you know, lay around a lot of the day and went picking berries and hunting animals most of the time. We have hundreds of channels of television. We have the internet. We have radio. We have an incredible amount of information flooding into us all the time, and so we need to be able to manage that somehow.
Well, and what have you found is the secret to that? I mean, what do we need to do? Because I think you're right. I think that our brains are not really wired for the kind of multitasking that is demanded today.
Well, the thing is that you can use the capabilities that our ancestors gave to us to cope with the demands of the contemporary environment. So, for example, we have a hack in the book called Use the Number Shape System. And because it's a lot easier to remember shapes and colors and physical objects than it is to remember numbers, which were only invented recently in historical times or just barely prehistorical times, you can use, for example, if you're trying to remember the number 2, you can use a swan, which looks like the number 2. And so it's a lot easier to remember a swan than an abstract digit.
So in other words, you're saying to keep track of all of the things that we're doing, that we might utilize a sensory pictures or images as opposed to things that are more abstract and therefore more difficult for us to process.
Yes. Visualization is extremely important when you're trying to remember things.
What impressed me about your book, which is called Mind Performance Hacks, is it is loaded with techniques and tips that I have not seen organized in any one coherent way before. How long did it take you to pull all this together?
Well, you know, I've been working on it in one way or another for most of my life, but the book itself came together in about 6 months, plus some editing time and some that kind of stuff.
Well, let's talk about the headings that, because I think that people will get a sense of the kinds of mental skills that you have thought important enough to organize material around. And I know
yeah.
The first one is memory.
That's right. Sure. I mean, the number shape system that we talked about a minute ago is one of the memory hacks. There are 12 memory hacks in the book. And we don't just have hacks about how to remember information that's currently presented to you, but also how to remember things that you once knew and you can't reach anymore. So things that are on the tip of your tongue, for example.
Oh, boy, does that ever happen to me a lot. And what do you do when those things are on the tip of your tongue and you can't find them? They're not there.
Well, it's kind of like when you use Google, you know. you type in some random information about, you know, that kind of centers around the idea that you're trying to call up. Like the other day I was looking for a book. I couldn't remember the author, but I knew he was compared to P.G. Woodhouse, and I knew the title of his book. So I typed in My Lucky Star, which is the title of the book, and Woodhouse, and up came the author's name. And that's similar to a mental phenomenon called priming that's been studied a lot recently in the human brain. So what you do is you just think of a lot of things that are randomly related to what you want to bring back.
And then that'll bring you to the synapses where you have stored the information you want.
Sure, you find a new pathway to it.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean? I have to ask you, because you've used the word hacks a couple of times here. Like, what do you mean when you say hacks?
Well, a hack is, to the hacker community, which is sort of computer programmers in general, it's a way of doing something clever. It's a way of doing something through a sort of back door, which is where the bad connotation came from. But it's basically a clever way of doing something.
So this is like
an easy way.
So we can all become like good mental hackers.
That's right. Hack your brain.
Okay. Yeah. Now, another one of the headings, Ron, is information processing. What do you mean by that, and can you give us an example of a technique that we might use to improve ourselves?
Sure. Well, one is a kind of, we talk about a kind of shorthand that uses the ordinary Roman alphabet that everyone already knows. You don't have to learn any kind of fancy, very odd-looking cursive shorthand that uses ordinary letters. It's called Dutton Speed Words that's been around for a while. But that most people don't know about. It's pretty obscure. And you can also use it to type on your computer. So that if you have a computer program like Microsoft Word or Emacs on Linux that will take an abbreviation and expand it, you can type very, very quickly by typing these abbreviations, and then the computer will expand them for you.
Is this something like the new text messaging language that so many people
kind of like that. Kind of like that, but a lot more systematic.
Yeah.
Okay, creativity is yet another heading.
Mm-hmm.
Say something about that.
Sure. Well, we have all kinds of ways to generate new ideas from either just sort of rough ideas that you already have or from your unconscious mind. I mean, we have things that let you get ideas when you're half asleep or when you're fully asleep. How to keep a dream journal is one of our hacks. We have hacks about how to use the idea of constraint to come up with new creative ideas. So that, for example, there was a French writer who wrote a novel about without the letter E. His name was Georges Perec, and he wrote an enormously creative novel that was all about the disappearance of the letter E from the world, and it became kind of a weird science fiction novel, but. And he's a very famous French writer, so in France.
So it sounds like you're talking about ways to get out of our regular routines that keep us actually from being able to be creative or to see shortcuts or to do easier.
Come up with new solutions.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say another topic that I think will interest some people is you cover math. And for people with math blocks, what can you offer us?
There are hacks of all levels in the book. There are beginner, intermediate, and expert hacks. So if you pick the math section and you find yourself blocked, look for a hack that has a thermometer on it that's way down in the low level, and that will help you. And I think probably one of the ones that we have is. A beginner hack is turn your hands into an abacus.
Now, who doesn't do that?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So it's okay to do that. We don't have to feel stupid for doing that, huh?
No, not at all.
Now, another one of your chapters and headings is decision-making, and I know some people just agonize over decisions.
Yeah, I think decision-making is probably good for business people, that chapter especially. It talks about how to make decisions without having a lot of information to start with.
Well, we're talking with Ron Hale, and his book is Mental Performance, Some Things That You Can Do Today. It sounds like it's the very thing that we need to do to get ourselves out of the rut, get ourselves really thinking creatively and doing the kinds of things that we need to do. Ron, how can people reach you if they'd like to find out more?
The best way is to go to MPH, as in Mind Performance Hacks, or Miles Per Hour, .ludism, L-U-D-I-S-M, has nothing to do with Ludism, .org.
Okay.
And that'll take you to the official site for the book.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us, you guys. Let's get that mental tune-up.
Thank you.
I'm Sarah Edwards.
Paul Edwards.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Magazine's home-based business show with your hosts, Paul and Sarah Edwards.
If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if BICOM 2000 therapy is for your pet. BICOM 2000 therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com.
While you are listening to our radio network, log on to entrepreneur.com. All business, all the time.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
If you have a business that ships products, you're probably paying way too much for your shipping and packaging supplies, even if you're buying from major retail stores. Check out eSupplyStore.com if you want to dramatically lower your costs. How much lower? Well, many of our customers are paying only half of what they were paying at the major retail stores. Plus, we've got fast delivery. How fast? If you order before noon Eastern Time, your order is shipped the same day. We use common carriers that deliver right to your door, so you never have to run out to buy your shipping and packaging supplies again. And since we're an internet company, everything from ordering, tracking, and customer support can be done online, making it convenient for you. Best of all, your satisfaction is always 100% guaranteed. So to get the low prices, fast delivery, and friendly service, go to eSupplyStore.com. That's the letter E, SupplyStore.com.
The Legal Minute brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Do you really know all the benefits of an LLC? An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. In other words, owners of an LLC are not personally liable for its debts and liabilities, but also have the benefit of being taxed only once on their profits. So where do you go to create your LLC? LegalZoom.com. Over a quarter of a million consumers have placed their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. It's quick and affordable. Example, a lawyer would charge you approximately $1,570 for a standard LLC package. Not LegalZoom. You pay only $229. You save over $1,340. Go to LegalZoom.com. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, in the box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Create a will or living trust. For common legal documents without the cost of an attorney, go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.